All right, here we go. Let's do this.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at...
Number five.
The president met with the head of NATO today, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. They were at the White House. The president took questions from reporters while alongside Mr. Stoltenberg. When asked about his threats to shut down the southern border, the president said it will have a negative impact on the economy, but who cares?
Sure, it's going to have a negative impact on the economy. It's one of the biggest trade deals in the world that we've just done with the USMCA. It's a very big trading partner. But to me, trading is very important. The borders are very important. But security is what is most important to me. I have to have security. This is what this gentleman is all about. And we're going to have security in this country. That's more important than trade. Hey, all you hear me talking about is trade. But let me just give you a little secret. Security is more important to me than trade.
What's more important to him than trade? I don't think I understood that from that. And when he goes, this guy, that's what this guy's talking about. Stoltenberg turned around and looked behind him like,
where?
Someone
which
behind
one?
Me?
Which guy?
What are we talking about? Okay, well, yeah. First of all, the USMCA isn't done yet. Has been ratified by Congress, and the other two countries haven't ratified it either. So I like how he says it's all been done. He agreed to it, and he got them to agree in principle to the idea of it, but he hasn't gotten anything done. It's not official yet. And Congress probably doesn't want to take that up until well after 20. Everything's going to get pushed after 2020 now. I'd like to do it now, but we're going to wait till after 2020 because I'd like to run on it against that Mexican girl from New York. Did you love how over the weekend, how Fox News... Fox News put up the lower third graphic that said the president wants to cut off aid to three Mexican countries.
And it was Central American that they were going for there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was also asked about the Mueller report, and he said,
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings of that investigation. You look at the origin of the investigation. Where it started, how it started, who started it, whether it's McCabe or Comey or a lot of them. Where does it go? How high up in the White House did it go? You will all get Pulitzer Prizes, okay? You're going to all get Pulitzer Prizes. The Mueller report, I wish, covered the oranges, how it started.
I thought it was avocados, not oranges.
By the way, they're not coming across either. A lot of Mexico coming out of that.
Now, you think the oranges are bad. Just wait for the apples. I mean, they're the ones you really got to worry about. Come on.
There's bad apples.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, checking in at
number four.
Chicago voters will make history regardless of who wins the mayoral runoff tonight. Candidate Lori Lightfoot and Tony Preckwinkle would be the city's first African-American female mayors. Either one of them. Maybe there'll be a statistical tie. The voter turnout is so low, it's possible. It is 22-22.
23% of the voters, roughly, have turned out.
Voters outside a polling place in the 35th ward where Ms. Lightfoot lives. It was one of the several stops that she made throughout the day as she campaigned to bring change to City Hall.
I think people have to feel confident that change is actually coming. We can't just say it, we have to actually demonstrate it, and I'm hopeful that we get the turnout that we need to turn out our voters. We've had that kind of reception really all over the city, and you know, sure, you're physically tired, but when you see that kind of enthusiasm and really people placing their hopes in your hands, it's pretty magnificent feeling, pretty humbling.
And Tony Preckwinkle was at the 95th Street Red Line Station, which now, that's cliche to go there, but she's there anyway.
Well, you know, I'm really optimistic. I've had a great several weeks here, and I'm encouraged. I've been all over the city. We were in Humboldt Park and Devon and all over the west side yesterday, and this morning we've been to let's see, the 8th Ward and 95th and the Red Line, and we were in the 3rd Ward with Alderman Pat Dowell at Roosevelt Road. So we've been all over the city, and I've gotten a good reception. I'm encouraged.
All right. One of those two women is going to be the next mayor of the city of Chicago, and we'll find out at 7:02 tonight when the polls close.
I think it's pretty close. There aren't a ton of votes to be counted unless there's a late in the evening surge. And
of the river wards? You mean the wards that where the ballots were found in the river?
Where did these come from?
A little wet. We'll put them through the machine and see what happens. All right, we'll get to your 3, 2, and 1. But first, Cam, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Roe, no popping champagne to celebrate a win in Champagne, but you'll soon be able to enjoy a game in a cold one.
Hi, my friends. Kim Gordon's coming up in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And let me just say that we've got a top five that we have to continue on with here, whether we like it or not. Because some of this stuff is creeping me out, man, like this one.
Number 3.
So there's a teacher in Long Island who got fired because she sent a picture of a 3-year-old topless. You know, like the 3-year-olds could be topless.
No,
you know?
I think it's her 3-year-old topless picture.
She sent a selfie that's 3 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Very different context.
I've been reading through this a few times just to double check. But yeah, it's her selfie from 3 years ago.
Happens to be from 2015. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Oh. To her then lover, right?
Yeah. Yes. Also a teacher at the same school.
Uh-oh. And then she got fired. And she doesn't understand why.
What is wrong with my image? It's my breast. It's my chest. It's my body. It's something that should be celebrated. What message is that saying to the girls who have their photos airdropped all over the high school and sent all over? What message are we sending to them? To roll over when your picture gets exposed without your permission or consent? So how am I now not being a role model to them?
Or just so, don't take pictures of yourself.
Did the
I'm team Lauren Miranda, though. I think she's right. I mean, why does he get to put it out there, maybe in a revenge kind of situation, and he's fine and she's not?
That's true, but don't put yourself in the situation in the first place. That's the lesson, to be honest.
I think the lesson is don't show your face. I think that's the most important thing. If there's any lesson to be
that's
learned
not
here,
me.
Keep your face
right.
out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, keep your face
that's
out
my
of it.
Phone number, but that's not me.
Well, I've never been in that good of shape.
Her attorney, John Ray, has filed a notice of claim asking that the woman be reinstated at the school district and be paid $3 million for all the trouble.
Anytime a man has ever exposed his chest, no one has ever commented or had any problem with it whatsoever. But when a woman displays her chest, as happened here, she gets fired from her job.
Free the nipple.
It's legal in the state of New York for women to go topless in public, so they're trying to take that tack that this is nothing big. This isn't that big.
Your Honor, please.
I was at the beach last week and I saw plenty of men's chests.
There was all kinds of nips everywhere. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm not going to sit here and let my client be besmirching these United States of America. All right. Okay. Well, all right. Fine.
Free the nipple.
Yep.
Or fire them both.
Checking in at
number 2.
Seth Meyers, his thought on the president closing the Mexico border.
Officials are claiming that the United States will run out of avocados within 3 weeks if President Trump closes the U.S.-Mexico border, which is bad. But I think it's way more disconcerting that everything has to be explained to the public in avocados. There'll be a trade war. Families will be torn apart. Our national reputation will be damaged. Uh-huh. No guacamole. What?
It's true.
Peach.
It's true. No one seemed to care until they mentioned the avocado shortage. And now the price hike of 34% in one day.
Yep. I'm hoarding avocados right now.
What does an avocado go for?
They're expensive. I think.
Anywhere. You can get them from like $1 a piece. But I've seen that. I mean, I've seen them as low as like 30 cents a piece.
But they're usually, I thought they're like $1.50.
Yeah. 40 cents at Aldi right now. Well, now it's $400 at Aldi. I don't know. That's what it is. All right. And finally,
number 1.
Here's Tracy Morgan. Trying to explain Jussie Smollett.
Oh, gee.
You don't buy that story?
What?
What happened?
Nah, man. Come on. First of all, racist people don't be jumping nobody in the polar vortex. neo racists don't be watching Empire, man. It's too cold. They said, we be racist in the spring. Because it was like 10 seconds of footage, and then he disappears for like 2 seconds. Then he reappears with the noose on his neck, still holding the Subway sandwich. He didn't let that Subway sandwich go.
He didn't.
I think it was pepperoni and cheese. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's true. The racists would have had to be watching Empire. I forgot about that little piece of information.
Oh, hell. Oh, we just got to watch that Empire because I understand there's one of them is gay. Oh, my God. Now I really hate the show. Can you believe it? Although I'll tell you something, I do like Terrence Howard.
Oh, gee.
I think that is an Emmy-winning performance right there by Terrence Howard. Taraji P. Henson. Wait, who's in the? I hate to do this because I get everybody confused now. Is she in the new the one with Sam Rockwell about the? It's a true story about this black woman and Ku Klux Klan member, Grand Wizard, in this little southern town during a race riot summer, and how they had an unusual relationship, like they became friends. Best of enemies. Now, see, I liked her in that one.
She's in it.
I liked her with Sam Rockwell because go Klan, go. But I'm not gonna watch your Empire. Oh, man.
But we're gonna find that bastard who's in the show in the middle of the coldest damn week in Chicago history,
and do some research to know that he's gay
and where he lives,
and that he walks to Subway at 2 a.m.
Now, Cletus, we gotta go get a noose.
Don't touch the tuna sandwich, okay? Leave that alone. Bleach, okay. Noose, fine. Tuna sandwich, off limits.
Did you get the bleach? Or we forget the bleach? God, just bring a Tide pen then.
He lives somewhere in River North, wherever the hell that is.
Uh-huh. Hell, I'm not going to Chicago.
That's mega country, right? Isn't it?
I can get carjacked there. I know I got a Tide pen and a noose. What am I going to do? If they carjack me, oh hell, I can't go. Cletus, abort the operation. Oh, don't say abort.
It all makes sense now.
A very great point by Tracy Morgan.
The top five at five.